participants that this meeting is being recorded, and it might be published on Voltas' website. So, sir, over to you. Why don't you just give us a brief flavor of the last couple of quarters, and then we can open it up for questions and answers.
Okay. So good evening to all of you. It is always a pleasure to interact and take the observation from your side on the financial performance of Voltas. To give you a brief, the quarter two, I am sure that each one of you would have gone through the investor analysis spiel, which we have given. To give you the overview of, I'll take through the respective segments in which we are disclosing the financial results. And to start with, I'm starting with the UCP segment. Quarter one, we all know, was the country was hit by the second COVID wave. And unfortunately, it's a season period for the air conditioner and other cooling product category. And therefore, it's a second year in a row where the category got impacted because of this pandemic. And we have lost a season sale, which contributes almost 45% to 50% on an annualized basis for any financial year. Now, having said that, the quarter two actually worked out, or I can say we have seen a good amount of demand from the customers in a quarter two, largely led by the factors that people are still allowed or required to work from home. And generally, a quarter two and the mid of the quarter three are surrounded by the festive periods in India. So both these factors, because otherwise, if you look from the quarter two and quarter three perspectives, the periods are lean for the cooling product category. Our festive demand and the ongoing demand, what we've seen from the consumers, resulted into overall volume growth for the air conditioner and the related products to 24%, whereas the value growth stands at 34% for the quarter two, if you were to compare a similar period of the last year. Similarly, the Voltas Beko also has performed better in quarter two, because quarter one also being impacted, the performance being impacted by the COVID. If in terms of the significant activities pertaining to the quarter two for the product business, I can say for Worldback, we have started manufacturing the top loaded washing machine in our Sanand factory. We are expanding our refrigerator capacity as well, take it to the 75,000 per unit per month. And this will be a combo line, which means our plan is to have the force-free refrigerator up to a particular literage. Currently, we are considering up to 300 liters. Will also be manufactured on the same line, the same Sanand plant. On the financial performance side, I would say that you are seeing that some kind of impact on the margin to the revenue for a UCP segment. This is largely led by the time lag between the increased input cost vis-a-vis the price hike, which we have announced to the end consumer. I would still say that we perform better than any of our competition in this industry, because we are still running with a double-digit margin in line with what the guidance we give to the investor fraternity. In terms of the price hike, we almost announced, if I look into YOY basis, we almost announced price hike of between 13% to 15% till quarter two. Having said that, that doesn't mean we have passed on the entire increased input cost to the consumers. However, we have sensibly balanced the price hike with the increased input cost, since the all purchases have come in a phased manner, and we are seeing that there is a continuous increase in our commodity price. So every new purchase which is coming at a higher price, but since we carry the old inventory, it gives some kind of balancing one while deciding about the price hike for the end consumer. So this is what I need to say on the cooling product business side. In terms of the market share, I'll refer to the 20. We have clocked almost 26% market share on a YTD basis for the air conditioner. We are clear a third player in terms of the air cooler segment. And if I look from the world back, within the 3 years of history, we have clocked almost 3% market share, close to 3% market share for both refrigerator as well as washing machine. Now I'll move to the project segment. If I look from the project perspective, quarter two was slightly sedate compared to the quarter one. This is largely on two accounts. One, on the intermittent rains and the weather condition, which we have seen in the quarter two in most part of the country, which has impacted the productivity on a project site. followed by the lower order book, which we are carrying. Since we all know, the last year, the country was largely under the pandemic stress, and the government attention was more focused towards containing this pandemic, and because of which the announcement of the infrastructure project was much on the lower side. However, since this, we are seeing that the government will again start focusing on the infrastructure projects and started announcing a big projects, accordingly should bode well for us to have accelerated growth in the project inflow for the rest of the period in this quarter, for the financial year. On the international side, the challenges were equally, I would say that weather was not the deciding factor or a factor contributing to the lower productivity. However, the lower order book and many of the projects are coming closer to the completion, and the new projects are about to start on a full-fledged way, resulted into a lower kind of turnover when I compare with the similar period of the last year. In terms of the results, obviously, when you have a lower productivity or a slow execution of the project, it has impact on the result to revenue. And that's why we have projected, although the outcome or the, I can say, overall performance-wise, we are still better than last year in the absolute amount. But in terms of the percentage to revenue, we have slightly fallen down compared to what we have given in the quarter one of the current fiscal year. This is largely, as I said, on account of lower productivity as well as the conservative provisioning policy, which we are following in terms of any delay in a certification work, as well as delay in collecting our receivables against the due amount. I would like to now touch upon the segment C. Segment C, which is the engineering product business, has relatively done much better when I compare to a quarter on quarter on a YOY basis. This is largely driven by the good demand of capital machinery, both on the textile machinery business as well as crushing and screening, and after sales support also contributing handsomely to this business in an overall manner. In and all, Voltas continues to have a strong balance sheet and carry a good amount of money, cash and cash equivalent to the balance sheet in order to sustain any such kind of pandemic events. Furthermore, if required to put any capex for the business purpose, we are adequately geared in terms of rolling out those kind of spend. At the summary, I just would like to talk about two things which is unique to the industry. When I say unique, is relevant to the industry, rather putting the word unique. These are the norms of the energy efficiency compliances. We all know that the energy rating table supposed to be changed in the last year, which is January 2021. Having seen the pandemic situation, the government has deferred on the representation of the ministry or the industry to a January 2022. The underlying situations have not undergone any major change. And therefore, industry has represented the cases, the matter to the industry, to the environment ministry. And ministry was great to give further period of 6 months. So in a way, the new energy norms will start falling in place from 1st July 2022, compared to what they originally planned from 1st January 2022, giving the 6 months additional time for the industry to prepare for the revised standards. On the PLI front, I am sure that each one of you would have gone through the announcements done by the ministry recently approving the application made by all players under the PLI scheme announced by the government. Voltas has also been approved on the category of lower intermediate value with the high value of investments. We are expecting around 100 crores of capex to be put into that category, which is largely be used for manufacturing cost flow fan, heat exchangers, and some of the plastic components where we see we can reduce dependency upon the OEMs, as well as gain the advantage on improving the supply chain and strengthen up logistics more beneficiary to us. So these are the, I would say, synopsis of the quarter two, which we have seen, which we have observed over there. On a quarter three basis, it is premature to say how the demand will shape it up. We have seen that festive demand was there in the quarter two, larger buying by the channel partner as well. If I look from the inventory perspective, it was adequately covered given the festive season around. And we would only expect that the momentum will continue for the rest of the years, rest of the months in a year, so that industry can touch upon the level of pre-COVID of on a volume size of close to 6.8 to 7 million units by the time we reach to a mark 2022. So Abhishek, this is what I have on the brief. We can open this floor for the question and answer session from the participants.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much. So now we'll open it up for Q&A. Anybody who wishes to ask a question can do so by using the raise hand functionality on your Zoom client. So, sir, as we wait for the question queue to assemble, a question from me is on the Diwali, the festive season sale. We have all seen articles talking about never before seen kind of sales. And I have managed to do some on the ground checks. I got to know that the wholesale markets which sell consumer durables and electrical products had footfalls which were completely unheard of over the last 2-3 years. Now, my question to you is that it has been some time now for that, since that, around 15 days. So have you really seen an uptick in secondary buying from consumers? I mean, and has that reflected into inventory clearance, which was looking on the higher side?
So Abhishek, if I look from the inventory perspective from the channel partner end, normally during festive time, the inventory holding period at the channel partner goes up. It goes as close to a 45 days, despite knowing that the subsequent period will be a lean because the winter will be setting in most part of the country by the end of or by the middle of quarter three, and which will continue till early part of quarter four. Obviously, but this, at the same time, channel partners are aware about the supply stress, which entire, all product categories are going through it. And obviously, they don't want that of the sale. So they don't want to lose any part of the business. And therefore, I would say that the inventory with the channel partner today is moderate and up to the business what they're looking for it. What you talk about the footfalls, the thing is correct. However, if I want to put very clearly on the AC as well as the appliance side, I would say the footfall and the demand was more on the appliance side, be a small or a big one. The AC did attract the customers, but I would put the more growth what we have seen is more on the appliance side of business.
Understood, sir. Okay, one more question from my side. So we have seen a lot of the international big brands, say like Daikin and all, making huge commitments during this PLI scheme. So what do you foresee from that? Do you foresee higher competitive intensity in the AC segment? And in fact, some players like Hindalco, who have traditionally not been here, have also applied for PLI in the AC segment. So what does that mean?
Actually, let me answer first on the players who are there in the industry and applied for the PLI. And then I will talk about the Hindalco in a brief. If I talk about the players in the industry and applying for the PLI, that was given thing that the response what we have seen was much in line with the expectation. Only surprise factor is the two players, Korean players, are missing in the PLI list. We didn't find LG and Samsung applied for even single category as such, which means probably either they are still depending upon their overseas expertise or overseas supply to continue, or maybe they're going into the support with the OEM to have those components in place. If I look from the Daikin perspective, I can see that the components in which he applied for it is almost similar to what we have applied for, leaving aside the two additional components, which is sheet metal work and the compressor. The larger investment goes into the compressor manufacturing. Probably we keep on seeing on our call that probably it is highly technical for any single brand to jump into it on the compressor manufacturing, unless until you have a technical joint venture partner. In terms of Daikin, probably they are getting support from their hometown. And by virtue of that, they would like to even go into a part of the backward integration to even component, which is today, till today, been largely outsourced or largely imported into it. I would not like to make any comment on what made them to look into it, because I am sure that every business or every manufacturer has their own strategy to put into it. But if I look from the Voltas perspective and from the industry perspective, probably the intensity or the backward integration of some of the components may find place with many manufacturers who have been largely depending upon the OEM before this PLI scheme has come into the picture. If I look into the Voltas perspective, probably the PLI scheme has only accelerated our thought process in order to go for a backward integration. Because once you achieve a particular scale in the volume, you always look into it in terms of how we can balance or how we can further improve our supply chain. Our decision to go for the component manufacturing was largely driven by supply chain efficiency and strengthening our inventory management. As we are getting good support from the OEM, the purpose to do this, because you know very well these components are largely getting manufactured in the north part of the country, whereas we are looking for expanding into the west as well as south, which means that it makes sense for us to start with whatever limited capacity we can do into this plant so that we have some kind of benefit on the supply chain side, rather moving material from north part of the country to the other end of the other part of the country for that matter. Let me come now talk about the Hindalco. Hindalco, probably they are finding that it's a value addition what they can do to the end product of aluminum, in which they have a larger presence. They have applied only for one category, which is aluminum fin tube. And that's where we find, they would like to add advantage or get advantage of the ever-growing demand of the product in the industry. The aluminum fin tube used under almost all appliances requires a compressor and the heat exchangers to go with it, be a refrigerator or be an air conditioner. Probably the Hindalco would like to expand into this, because otherwise they have not applied for any of the other categories into the PLI scheme. All in all, if I look, Abhishek, it means that in a near future of time, all manufacturers today who are there would like to meet at least 50% of the requirement coming out from their own manufacturing or own backward integration plan, and rest will be sourced from the OEM. And by that way, we will probably equalize, or I can say balancing it out of the supply chain in an effective way.
Understood, sir. Very clear. Shout out to all the participants. Whoever wishes to ask a question can do so by using the raise hand functionality on your Zoom client. Great. This was very clear. Now, talking in terms of export potential of air conditioners out of India, really seeing that as a sunshine area going forward, or is India more than enough for Voltas?
If I look from the industry perspective first, and then let me go to the Voltas one. Industry perspective, export is taking place today in some of the Asian countries and the GCC part of the country. Probably still the market is not open up, or the industry is not looked upon to export to countries like European and the US kind of, or Canada one, largely because the configuration, the standards are different. And more importantly, the domestic volume is also so high that probably first we try to meet the requirement domestically before we look onto the export side. When you come to the Voltas perspective, we do also have the export to the GCC countries and some of the Southeast Asian countries. We are increasing our footprint on the export side, but still it contributes a minimal percentage to the overall turnover. Our focus is there to increase the export as well. However, whether the PLI benefit will get some kind of benefit out of the export, I would say that yes, to certain extent it should meet, because I am now having maybe a unique product and not the standardized product, which otherwise people will like to have get manufactured from the contract manufacturing players and put the brand name to go on export. Once you have your own designs, once you have your own components, your own product, you can twist around to meet any of the qualification criteria or electrical criteria which the country wants it, and probably we should be able to get advantage out of it. However, if you say that export will start contributing significantly for the Voltas in the next year, I would say that won't be the case, because domestic market itself is so big. The kind of penetration level what we are today, probably will be having equal focus between domestic and the export market. Export market will be more focusing on expanding our footprint and to have a contribution going as high as, or take to take contribution to the as high as 5 to 10% of the overall sale in the near future.
Understood, sir. Just on that part, how do you see the margin structure for your exported products? I mean, are the margins anywhere near as lucrative as that, or are they higher?
I would say that still, if I look from, and let me give you a background on the PLI scheme as well. When the government has announced a PLI scheme, there are twofold purpose which the government wants to achieve. One is to go for a percentage of the higher value addition in the product value chain from the India perspective. And second thing is to reduce the price gap or the gap which you find between China, which is the largest country of export for that matter, largest country of import for the other country, and the domestic price what you're seeing over here. Probably the government should be able to achieve some price difference or meet some of the price difference gap by this PLI and by carrying out or announcing the phased manufacturing program by under which the custom duty will undergo a change or will be increased over a period of time on some of the components. So overall perspective, I feel that the initiatives taken by the government should bode well for the export market, for the domestic manufacturer, even to look for a export market or exporting their products. But as I said, if I look from the percentage contribution of exports among the industry manufacturers, the percentage is still not a big one considering our domestic demand. But in the near future, we should be able to derive or drive more benefit out of it and should increase our export volume as we move forward.
That's very interesting. So now I'll move a little bit on to the competitive intensity in the AC segment. A couple of questions here. First, an easier one, perhaps. What are you seeing in terms of pricing from the competitors in the AC segment post-inflation? Now, your volume, your margins, though you mentioned in the call that they have been impacted, but you will know that they have been impacted the least compared to all your competitors, right? And that is due to largely the phasing of the price increases. So are you now seeing your competitors taking up prices, and are they taking it up as much as you guys are?
I would put other way around, Abhishek. What is happening is, if I see the clear trend, someone has to make a lead when you have to announce a price hike. Probably Voltas has taken it all instances, being a leader in this category, to announce a price hike. And we have seen that competition has followed the same. You may find some kind of time lag of 30, 45 days based upon the individual strategy of the competition, as well as what kind of strength and weakness you are seeing in the demand, as well as the marketing of that product. But largely all players today have announced some sort of price hike if they were to compare YOY position compared to the last year. Now, having said that, how much gap still left? It is difficult to put any numbers on this because competition will behave in a different way. However, we are reasonably sure that whenever we require to increase the price, we'll not shy away to do that because for us, both things are equally important, be a market share or be a margin. That's where we stand to our commitment to this business, and probably we'll do whatever we require to do at our end in order to balance the increased input cost to a certain extent. And if it is required to be passed on, probably we'll do it appropriately by moving in a phased basis.
So my main objective of asking that question was to understand the pricing differential between a Voltas product and competitor product has changed in any pricing differential.
I would say that if I compare with the price today, I won't see any big difference. You may find some difference of 500 to 750 rupees between two brands, which is common because you have certain aesthetics, certain things to talk about it. However, one thing which I'm sure each one of you must have noticed, that a few years back, the Daikin Hitachi was supposed to be tagged as a premium product. And the price difference between Daikin Hitachi and any of the mass player, including LG, was as high as 3,000 to 4,000 rupees. Today, maybe because of they recognize that if they want to have a market share game, or they have to fall into the mass category. And today, the price difference has been actually reduced to between 1,000 to 1,500 rupees, which means that the competition actually has gone up into the mass category. However, we still followed, or we still continued our leadership, which means that despite this price difference, the consumer preference is still tilting towards the brand like Voltas, maybe carrying that along with the trust which we carries in the brand name. So yes, we have to see in the future how more they can come down, or what kind of price gap they will look into it to bridge the gain the market share. But we are reasonably sure that the volume is standing in front of us. The will definitely help us out in terms of sourcing as well as providing the value for money kind of products to the consumers.
Perfect, sir. So now I'll just touch upon the question of private brands. People like Amazon and Flipkart obviously have their private brands. And while Flipkart has been going at it for quite some time, and Amazon has been a comparatively late entrant, but it seems that they are finally trying to, at least getting the product right now. So how do you see that, the threat perception from that evolving for you over the next couple of years?
So Abhishek, if I talk about the private label brand, before even the Amazon and Flipkart have come into this picture, we had the players like Big Bazaar, we have the players like Large Trade, channel partners, if I talk about Vijay Sales, if I talk about the Reliance, they all have a private label brand for years, in the past year. However, it didn't make any significant difference in the minds of the consumer, because what consumer wants it is a recognized brand as well as continuous after sales support, considering the life of the product is close to 10 years. So initial period, we thought that it would give a tough competition to us because business model was very simple for those brands, either to source it from the OEM or directly source it from the outside market with a complete built unit and put on the shelf, on their own shelf, or to the passing on to sub-dealers network over there. However, since we all know that government has restricted the import of the complete built unit with the refrigerant, which means all the private labels now have only two choices. One, either to import the unit without refrigerant, route it through any of the OEMs to fill the refrigerant, and then put that product on the retail shelf, or directly get from the OEM the product with their own brand, which means that the cost of operation for them actually has gone up compared to what otherwise they're available with them earlier. Furthermore, if the OEM is not investing in a particular design for those private label, it is difficult to make it out any of the consumers what difference they will get under the aesthetic side from the private label as well as on the product of the recognized brand, which means that they are zeroing down on a price difference. And I have clearly said that the cost of the operation for those private label brands actually have gone up because of this restriction put by the government. So I won't see that it will impact any major decision making from the customer side. We have seen the private label in the past. Let it be Amazon and Flipkart, they may be getting import from or the sourcing from the local OEM. But we won't see any kind of major challenge in terms of disturbing the entire, consumer sentiment on a private label brand compared to the recognized player, which carries a larger kind of a brand recall in the minds of the consumer.
Understood, sir. That's very clear. Okay. Now, sir, on the question of replace. So AC cycles in India, buying cycles are around 10 years, right? So what is your expectation of the next AC replacement cycle? Where are we on that? Because if I'm not wrong, the last huge spike in AC consumption kicked off around a decade back. So are you seeing a lot of replacement demand, or is there any way to track it to begin?
See, if I look about the driving factor for this category, in fact, if I talk about the last 5 years, I have seen the good demand in 1920 for the air conditioner, whereby we have the industry has shown a growth of, or we're moving at the growth of 30%, which was unheard about it, at least for the 5 to 6 years in the past. However, if I look from the driving factors for this category, they are actually many. start from the weather condition in which we all Indians are living over here. Second, followed by the penetration level at which we are currently for this category. The rising in the disposable income or the mid-segment of the demographics, or the population what we have. Convenience and comfort which people are looking at their residential unit. Fifth and more important is the small wallet size or the price of the product which they, you know, they want to buy for the convenience and comfort. And more importantly, the concept of buy now, pay later, which anyway reducing their down payment commitment towards the product. These all are driving factors for this category to grow at a much healthier level in the future. In our own internal projections, we have projected in excess of 10% CAGR for the next 5 years for this category to move. You may find some kind of up and down because depending upon the weather situation, because if the weather is not harsh, people may try to postpone their decisions for the next year till such time they feel the need of the cooling and convenient and comfort in the residential unit. But the demand doesn't get died down. It simply gets postponed to the next year. Furthermore, you rightly said the replacement market today is very small because as an Indian mind, people would like to continue the unit even beyond the defined life of the product for that matter. However, the mindsets of the new generations are changing it. They do require a new technology-led product to be there in their home. We have seen the demand for the inverter has now touched upon to a 65 or in excess of 60%, somewhere between 60-65% of the split AC category. And if I talk about the total AC, we are almost reached around 55% in a span of 3 to 4 years of this category being present in India. So people are looking for to have their house or a unit upgraded with the latest technology. They do understand the advantage of the consumption, the power consumption with the 10 years old equipment vis-a-vis the equipment which has been laid today. So all these factors somewhere contributes to the overall growth, maybe not in the equal proportion, but in some kind of things actually bodes well for the overall industry. If I look from the people do compare that when we'll reach toward China, I do agree with you. China is far, far ahead in terms of the penetration level for this category. But the direct correlation with that is in terms of the per capita income or a per disposable income which you get. Once you start having those reasonable income, people will do look into the comfort and convenience to step in. We have seen how this, if I talk about the fashions and about the other products, we have seen people are looking for a premiumization of the product. We have seen the branded categories are finding traction in the minds of the consumers, be a millennial. And furthermore, if I look from the Indian demographics, 35 to 40% of the populations are coming into the millennial kind of definition, which means they look for all these kind of things to have the convenience and comfort and the value aspiration, what they are eyeing for it. So all these factors, Abhishek, actually are going to work for all the categories. Forget about the air condition. The days are not far off. And we have seen when the need arises, people have left upon the dishwasher and the volume has gone such a kind of manifold high, which probably has covered 2-3 years of the industry volume in a span of 6 months because the local maids were not available and people will like to have those works to be carried out at the locations. We have seen how the premium brand, a premium car market is also booming on a month, year-on-year basis. These all are factors which indicates that sooner or later, the today population, when they go for a high-value aspiration and the per capita influx, all these categories will find today being observed as a discretionary, may turn out to be necessary as we move forward. So I would like to say that we are very optimistic about this growth in this category. Although 10% what we are seeing is a moderate one internally, the or the things finds place over there, we should move more aggressively in terms of the growth for this kind of category. Because today, air condition is no more luxury. It is more finding place of like a must-to-have kind of product in your home.
Absolutely, sir. Completely agree with you there. One last question on the AC category is with regards to the fly-by-night operators who used to import finished ACs and, you know, pack them and sell them in India. And they had a pretty sizable market share, right? And that is where most of the AC players have gained market share over the last couple of years, because overall the number of units sold has actually not still exceeded pre-COVID levels. However, the market shares have increased for everybody. So what exactly is the update on that? Are these guys now gone forever, or are you expecting them to make some sort of a comeback?
I would say that some of the brands will find difficult to come back because the cost of operations and the price point which they want to capture from the consumers may find difficult for them to make a handsome profit into this category. When I say handsome, in fact, for the minimal profit also to earn, probably they have to strive more into this. Because the brand perception or to have a branded products, that mindset is getting changed rapidly in India. And as I given earlier in my conversation, some of the examples of premium products getting sold at a much higher growth level compared to what we have seen, gives support to the fact that people are looking for a branded one. So I would not say they are completely disappeared. Their volume of activities substantially come down because of this ban and because of this change in the operation model they want to go for it. None of the guys will leave the business so easily after being built up for a long time. We cannot rule out that they will not look out for the avenues to bounce back on this. However, having withstand this kind of competition for a long period of time, we won't see any bigger challenge coming from those small kind of players. Even they tie up or they like to aggressively come back and start giving competition to the recognized players.
Thanks. Just a reminder to participants, we may have only time for a last couple of questions. So in case any of you have some unanswered questions, please use the raise hand functionality on your Zoom client. So now moving on to Voltas Beko. How is that story trending? You just gave us an update of 3% market share. You have obviously a target of 10%. What do you think is the probability of you overshooting that? And how far along are we on the journey of, distribution, I mean, scaling up distribution to the levels that Voltas is distributing?
Okay. So let me answer the second question first on the distribution strategy. Obviously, we have now crossed we are exceeding 6,000 touch points today for the World Bank. However, if I look from the universe perspective, we are still at 12 to 15% of the universe. And if I look from the Voltas is having almost in excess of 22,000 touch points, which means that the synergy is clearly visible because we have 75 to 80% a common channel partner between the air conditioner as well as on the appliance category side. The only limitation factor today I can see from that is the capacity constraints on the direct cool refrigerator, because we have all other product with us. But if I want to expand our distribution footprint, I should be able to produce the direct cool much in capacity compared to what I'm giving today to my existing channel partners. The thought process has already been let down. As I said, we are expanding our capacity as well of the direct cool refrigerator. I am hopeful that the distribution or there will be a good amount of acceleration will be there in the next subsequent quarters to see the touch points expanding aggressively, leveraging the synergy with the Voltas over there. In terms of overshooting the targets of 10% market share by 24-25, as we always say that we always try to be a conservative in our approach. Yes, internal, if I look from that perspective, if I am achieving 3% market share in such a difficult time when the pandemic actually has disturbed or has changed or has made some projections going haywire in terms of what we projected earlier. However, with the direct cool capacity coming into place in the last year, we believe that market share of 3% is considerable achievement in the overall tough scenario, because here, unlike air conditioner, we have a limited players who are controlling almost 75 to 80% of the market share. This has been done by only 4 players compared to what we've seen in the air condition by 8 players or so. So in a way, competition is tough. We were knowing in advance when we ventured into this category. Having seen the success of Voltas being win over the Korean players and the Japanese player, we are reasonably confident in that we should be able to repeat our success story in World Bank as well. To give you an answer in a one word, Abhishek, efforts are there to overshoot or to achieve more than 10% market share by 24-25. However, as I said, some of the factors on which we are working around, and the strategies which you are working around should work in the right direction in order to enable us to achieve that kind of milestone.
Understood, sir. Just one last question. Given both you and other management have consistently maintained that production seems to be the bottleneck, how much more are we looking to expand that?
I would say when I say production in bottleneck in terms of I'm talking about the direct cool capacity, because if I have captured a 3% market share in the refrigerator category, this has largely been attributed by the direct cool, because still today in India, the direct cool contributes around 70-75% of the overall refrigerator market. So I was talking more from that perspective. And what we have seen is that the factory also came under shutdown at both instances under the COVID first and the COVID second wave. That actually has made difficult for us to have a continuous production at a sustainable level coming out from that factory. So in a way that all limitations are getting addressed appropriately. And that's why I said we are reasonably confident that the distribution network pace will be accelerated as we move forward.
So no more Big Bang CapEx plans as of now.
As I said, we have committed for 100 crores under the PLI. I'm sure that each one of you know that there is another name appearing under the PLI for along with the joint venture, which is HiVolt, which also talks about some around 350 crores at a joint venture level. But I would not like to talk more about it because it is still under subject to various approvals. And I would like to say more once I have the clear-cut directions coming from the ministry side. But in and all, if I'm looking for it for the next 2 years time frame, maybe a capex of 250-300 crores, which we plan it out in terms of augmentation of our capacity, as well as largely will go into the augmentation of our capacity from today, what we have in excess of 1.5 million to go another to add by another 500,000 and then to go by 1 million and in this kind of backward integration project, which we are doing it. And I'm not seeing that if I'm generating a healthy cash flow of 500 crores in a year on a sustainable basis, probably I won't see the capex outflow of 400 crores for the next 2 years will be any kind of challenge for the Voltas to do it.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for that. Yeah. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
And yeah, so thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, and have a good evening to all of you.